RadioMD.com. It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, that's the new beginning here. See, I said it was going to be called Melanie Cole's Fun Time Medical Extravaganza and Variety Show, and that is what it is. So in our first story today on a Friday, Aspen Foods is recalling nearly 2 million pounds of frozen chicken products after three people in Minnesota became ill with salmonella. So some of the products, the varieties that were affected are their cordon bleu, their broccoli and cheese, their chicken Kiev, chicken parmesan, and buffalo style. I had those in my freezer. I am going to return them now. You know, you buy these little packages of cordon bleus and chicken Kievs, and they're great for, you know, a fast school night dinner. You put them in the oven for 30 minutes. But even if they've been affected with salmonella, you want to make sure you cook everything. And these say raw chicken on them. So it used to be in the days that cordon bleus and Kievs were sold prepackaged and frozen. They were pre-cooked, and you just had to sort of heat them in the oven to get them crispy, but now they're served raw. So you do have to cook them completely, and they can be identified P1358 in USDA's inspection mark. So if you bought them at Kroger or Walmart or any place like that, you can return them for a full refund. You know, whether it turns you, my daughter will now not eat them because she heard this story and now she won't eat them anymore. But they are good. They're kind of loaded with sodium. And they're kind of loaded with fat. But if you're somebody who likes chicken Kievs and chicken cordon bleus, they're actually pretty good. So, you know, you can serve them. But in this case, if you've got the Aspen Foods, chicken Kievs, chicken parmesans, cordon bleus, any of those, check the package date. Check, because these were between April and July of this year, 2015. So check those package dates and see. And in my second story, while we're talking about chickens and salmonella, you know, there's been the bird flu. There's been salmonella. Our chickens are starting to be a little bit questionable. Well, something that I've wanted to have is backyard chickens so that I could have fresh eggs. But they're saying now, this is a Good Friday story, that kissing a chicken could make you sick. I don't know if you want to kiss a chicken. Do chickens even have lips? That's been a question for a long time. But as a growing number of Americans are embracing that back-to-nature trend of raising their own backyard poultry, their health officials are warning about overly affectionate handling can spread salmonella. Now, I have heard that chickens have personalities, and they come to you when they're called, and that they can be really kind of fun little pets to have. I wouldn't have them to kill the chicken and make my Passover chicken soup. You know, I'm not making matzo ball soup out of these guys, but I would like to have them for eggs. Not that I'm going to be kissing them, but the handling thing does concern me a little bit. I suppose if you have backyard chickens, you know, I don't even know necessarily if washing your hands or keeping their, you know, pens clean is going to reduce this infection. So 33 people had to be hospitalized in 40 states. So they're saying chickens, ducklings, chicks that are kept in your small little backyard flocks. So another thing to sort of be careful of, don't kiss your chickens if you've got them in your backyard, but still having chickens in your backyard is a cool kind of sustainable way to get your own eggs. And if you've ever tried fresh eggs, then you will be amazed at how they taste. The yolks are a different color. They taste so much better. They are just so good. And that's what we're doing here at the top of the hour. We're giving you this information, these news stories, and we're talking about how they affect you and what you can do about them. So it's pretty cool. Did you ever even see a chicken lay an egg? It's really cool. Stay tuned. We have a great show coming up.